I still remember the day we met. It seems so fresh in my mind, even if it was almost a year ago. But I'll never forget it for a number of reasons. I had gone up to the store that day. I was just kind of hovering over the fresh produce because I couldn't make up my mind. That's when I heard a voice ask me if I could reach a box of the berries for them. It had been a long day, and not really a good day either. And without even looking, I just said in my snarkiest tone possible, "What's the matter? Don't you have wings?" They didn't say anything, so I looked over, but no one was there. Then I looked down, and there you were, standing on the ground below me, without any wings at all. Of course, I felt horrible. I just sort of stared at you for a few seconds, then tried very hard not to stare. I grabbed a box of berries and timidly let myself glide to the ground so I could hand them to you. I apologized, of course, but you said it happened all the time. I suppose our stores aren't really made for someone who has to walk everywhere. In one of the bigger stores, they may have been big enough for you to wear that special harness they made you that lets you levitate a little bit. But this was a smaller place. You could only get in without the harness, and once you were in, so many things were out of your reach. You have a much bigger body than a winged person would have, too. They say that, as part of colonizing this world, they altered our DNA. Wings made sense, because of the forests everywhere, and the gigantic trees, and their gravity is lighter, too. Thousands of meters down, no light makes its way to the ground through all the leaves, and it is very cold and wet. The surface of the planet is pretty much bogs and marshes, but with the glorious trees growing out of them everywhere. Most of us live in the trees now, when we're not soaring above them. But to enable us to fly also meant giving us slimmer, lighter bodies with hollow bones like birds. After I met you, I did search the archive some. One of the scientists who helped bring about the first generation of winged humans said we looked like a cross between angels and ballerinas. I had to look that last one up. Apparently, ballerinas were a kind of dancer, but they danced on the ground instead of in the air, and they were known for their graceful, delicate bodies. But you're a throwback to before all of that, to the people of, what was the name again? Of Earth, sturdier, heavier, without wings. Somehow, a mutation happened to set your DNA back to, well, I suppose it's what normal used to be. Maybe it still is on Earth and other colonies. And unless the star paths open up again, we may never know. But they've been closed for at least several centuries. They may never open up again, especially since we don't know why they closed in the first place. I ran into you again a few days later. Well, not so much ran into you as flew over you. If the others had thought to look down, they might have stared at the man without wings, walking below them. But I saw you. I knew not to just look around me, but to look and think differently. I flew down, and since it had been another long day, asked if you wanted to have a drink with me. I didn't think you'd accept. I think you thought maybe I was doing it because I felt bad about the other day, or felt sorry for you. But after a few moments, you agreed. It took me a little while to think of a place that would be accessible to you, well, because I've never had to think about that before. But I did, and we went there, and, oh well, we had a pretty good time, actually. That was nearly a year ago. I guess we're a couple now. Or rather, we have been for several months, even if we didn't acknowledge it. I never intended it to happen, and I don't think you expected it either. But it did. For a while, I thought I was in danger of feeling closer to you than anyone else in my entire life. And now, it definitely has happened. Except now, I may lose you forever. The thing that makes you different from everyone else on this world makes you the one person that can save us. One of our stars flares every 400 years or so. The local life has adapted and won't be bothered by it. But they never figured out a way to modify our DNA to protect us. That is why the satellites were set up to project a shield around our world to protect us from the radiation. It worked very well the first two times it happened. It had to, or we wouldn't still be here. But just a few months ago, one of the satellites had a massive failure. It puts the entire shield at risk, which puts our entire world at risk, since the flares are due any day now. It sounds like an easy enough fix. We have the shuttles still to go up there. We have the spacesuits to allow us to leave the shuttles once we're in orbit, and the spare parts to fix the satellite. Except the shuttles are useless if taking off in them will break our fragile bones, and the suits are useless since they won't fit anyone with wings. All the spare parts in the world won't help them. But you can survive the crushing forces of takeoff in the shuttle. The suits fit you perfectly well. You can save us all. Except, just one thing. There's a good chance you'll die. The ships are old because they were made on Earth. They realize now they need to make new ones, but this is all they have. Maybe your ship shakes itself apart on liftoff, or the suit fails you and you die in vacuum. What an awful thought. Or one of the smaller flares occur while you are outside and you are killed that way. Then you are dead, gone forever, and I am down here alone amongst a billion people until whenever the big one hits and we have no protection from a brutal, uncaring star. Or perhaps you do save us, but your ship crashes or falls apart upon reentry. Or any number of other things that could happen. You would die. Our world would be saved, but I'd still be lost. You've been training so very, very hard the past few months. I know if this doesn't work, it will be despite you, not because of you. You'll be a hero to our world, no matter what happens. But you've always been my hero before all of this. You'll be going tomorrow, my love. I wish they could delay it, but every day puts us further at risk. I just want to hold on to you for a little bit longer, while I'm sure I still have you. There is something else, though. Tonight, I want to make love to you, with you. It would be our first time, and hopefully not our last. I know you've said that you haven't had much luck with women. There is still a lot of prejudices and small-mindedness in our world. What you're doing will help change that, though. So maybe this is your first time. It's okay if it is. It's not my first, but I know that you're okay with that, too. It would be my first, though, with a man without wings. I'm not one to share my body easily, let alone my heart, which is why I took things so slowly with you. But there's not much time left, and I realized I really wanted to do this, that I need to do this. There is just one thing I want to make clear. I love you. It's not despite your lack of wings, or because of it, or because you're going to be the big hero. It's not because I feel obligated to you in any way. It's just because of you. Only because of you. No, actually, I lied. Not about any of those things, but about there only being one thing I needed to make clear. The second is that I could very well conceive tonight if we make love. In fact, I hope I do. Shh. I know what you're going to say. Our child will be just as likely to be born with wings as without. But I'm fine with either. I don't care if they don't have wings, as long as they have half the heart you do. And in truth, our world needs more people like you. Literally, because of what is going on right now. Even if they build new shuttles, they will always need someone special like you to fly them. But also, this world needs you, in just a general sense that we are stronger because of our differences. There is no one right way to be a person. So, knowing all those things, will you still let me make love with you? Thank you. You could have said no, of course. Maybe you thought that, despite my words, that I was doing it for all the wrong reasons. But I assure you, I'm not. We're not. We'll be doing it for the best reason in this or any world, in any time. We love each other. A lot of the ways two-winged people mate wouldn't work for us. Obviously, you can't fly. Although, that's more for the adventurous couples. But from what I've read, a lot of the ways Earth people mated wouldn't work for us either. My wings would get in the way, or crush underneath my body if I was on my back with you on top of me. But I'd quite like to give one position a try. With you sitting on the bed, and me, me perched in your lap, for lack of a better term. Sitting on you, facing towards you. There was a name for this position. I think it's been forgotten. Here, let me take off my shift. It's easy enough. This heavy clothing wouldn't suit winged people all that well. You wear more clothing, both as a man and as someone used to being stuck in a twilight world underneath the leaves, instead of soaring above them most of the time. But now that my shift is off, I can help you with your clothes as well. Your shoulders are big and strong. Not very aerodynamic, but then they don't need to be, do they? There's no sign of any wings coming from your back, not even tiny buds. You truly are a throwback to the old ones. Now, your pants. You're wider in the hips, too. In the legs. Both have far more muscle mass, because you use them far more often than someone with wings who can fly anywhere. They have to support your weight all the time. But like everything else about you, I love them. Now, let's take off your undergarment, too, and see what else there is to love about you. Well, that's not what I'm used to. Body hair is something that is not needed for winged people. Perhaps it was only vanity that led the sciences to keep it on our heads. But it suits you well. And as for your manhood, I didn't know what to expect. Maybe something smaller or larger. Because who knows what the old people were like. Maybe they were bigger because some scientists decided big cocks were bad for flyers. Or maybe they were smaller than us because another scientist decided to gift every man with a huge cock. Yours is the right size. Well, I don't have too much to compare it to, but I can tell you it compares very favorably. It has one thing going for it that none of the other had. It's attached to you. Sit down here, amongst my bedding. There's not much to it. With our light bodies, we winged people don't need much. But I think you'll find it soft enough for you. And find me soft enough as well. Then, hold still as I put my hands on your shoulders. Then, open up my legs, like so. Spread my wings as I climb into your lap, my eyes locked with yours. I lower myself slowly. My chest right in front of your face. Compared to the old people, I suppose my breasts must be smaller, just as my body is slighter. Large breasts are not aerodynamic. It's not that I don't have them still, as your eyes prove to you. Perhaps they are in line with what ballerinas would have, as that scientist alluded to. But you don't mind that I have this body? All of our women are like this. Well, you are nothing like our other men. But I surely don't mind. I'm sitting now, with your cock hugged between our bodies. I quite like the way it's pressed against my abdomen. I can even feel it twitch. I think I can feel your pulse. But I want it inside me now. And judging by how it continues to become even harder somehow, well, you must really want it in me too. So let me raise myself up a little bit. All right, perhaps more than a little bit. Then I can take one hand off your shoulder and put my hand on something just as strong and reassuring. Your cock loves my touch, doesn't it? That's just my hand. Imagine how much it will love my pussy. Except you won't have to imagine for too long. Here, let me lower myself slowly as I hold your beautiful proud cock in place, pointing straight up at me. We make intimate contact as it first touches my pussy. But I barely hesitate. I have waited months for this, and now suddenly every second is precious. And I won't be denied any longer. I may leverage the weight of this streamlined body, yes, and push myself down against you. I can feel myself part before you as your cock begins to come home to my pussy, my love. Just slowly at first, it's been a long time. But then, with an increased urgency, as I push myself down harder, I'll take you inside me. And just like that, we're joined as one. Physically, at least, we were joined at the heart long before. I rock myself back and forth in your lap at first, moving your cock just a little. Does it feel good? Oh, yes, it feels so good to me. Better than anything before. But then again, I have never loved anyone like I love you. If you were not such a gentle man, I'd be intimidated or even frightened by the muscles and the strength that I feel. Your body is designed to work much harder than a winged person's, and that is why only you can go into space. But that's not why I love you. But I still love your body. Not because it is different, but because it is good on an absolute and pure level. I love it absolutely and completely. Here, now, I'm adding an up and down movement to the rocking motion, letting more of your cock make beautiful friction with my pussy. I wrap my arms around you, and my wings as well, and my wings tickling your nose. I'm nowhere near as strong as you are, but I still want to hold you tightly with my arms, keep you from leaving me. If only I could. Please, oh, please put your strong hands on me. I know you're afraid of your strength compared to ours sometimes, but I have complete trust in you. I want your hands on me. Yes, on my face. My breasts. Ah, even my slim hips. Yes, my wings here. Caress my feathers. Oh, they're very sensitive. Yes. Oh, yeah. But the softest part of me. Oh, it's wrapped around the hardest part of you. Moving harder now. Using both my arms and my wings for leverage against your reassuringly strong and heavy earthly body. Maybe my feathers are tickling your back a little. Or maybe they just add to your pleasure. I hope you remember this feeling when you leave. I actually love how the hairs in your body tickle mine. I'll never forget. But everything about you is perfect. Perfect to me. Oh, beautiful man. I want you to come back to me, please. Oh my God. But right now, I want you to come inside me. Leave me a piece of you, please. Oh, growing inside me while you're gone. And maybe, just maybe, if you know you have a child on the way, maybe that would be the extra incentive that helps you survive whatever happens to you. Or just maybe, whatever divine force there is out there will help us along with this longing and this wish. I just need to move a little faster, and then we'll both be ready. I can see it in your face, feel it in your body, just as I can feel it in mine. But I want to feel more than passion in my body. Or just the feel of your cock. I want to feel your cum, and then your child. I want to watch as your ship takes off. My hand over my belly, already transforming. I want to tell our child that that is your father, little one, riding the pillar of flame. And it's all right if he leaves, because he will come right back to us. No, I can't wait any longer. Yes, but neither can you. Oh, we'll come together, my love, because that is the way it was always meant to be. Two bodies surrendering to each other, but both sharing in victory. Yes, yes. Give me your seed. Come in me. Yes, please. Don't hold back. Never, never, never hold back from me. Just I will never hold back from you. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, God, my God. Feel me clench. feel me clench, drawing your seat up inside me. Yes. Oh my God, I'm still coming. Shivering. Thank you, my love. Oh, my beautiful, beautiful earthly man. Wait, before I get off of you, let me give you something. No, don't worry. It's just one of my feathers. It'll grow back. It won't hurt that much. It will sting just a little bit, and it will be worth it. Ow! Okay, maybe it did hurt a bit. But please take it. I have a piece of you with me, and now you can take a piece of me with you. Yes, there is just a drop of blood. Don't worry. It's fine. When you are on your mission, you can close your eyes and smell me next to you, or brush it over your face and imagine it's my fingers. I give it to you because I cannot physically give you my heart, but you already own it in every essential sense. I wish we could make love all night, but you need your rest. You need to be ready for tomorrow to save us all. Not just your planet and your people, but also your lover and your child. But most importantly, from my standpoint, you need to also save yourself. So here, just lie down next to me, my love. I'll keep one wing over your body to keep you warm and safe as you sleep. As for me, I will just lie here and watch you. I don't want to waste a single moment in slumber while you are still here. I want to treasure every last moment with you before your important mission. Sleep. Sleep, my precious wingless man. For a man without wings, you will soar higher than us all.